I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Governor Spencer Cox says there will be zero tolerance for violence or property destruction this weekend. The FBI is warned of protests planned at all 50 state capitals, and the governor says it won't take much for him to deploy the National Guard. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the Price Police Department has issued an Amber Alert this afternoon. The suspect, Jacqueline Gardner, has blue eyes and blonde hair. She abducted a baby and is driving a red Volkswagen Jetta with a Utah plate. 2G4WZ. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, that's going to be southbound I-15, where slowdowns continue from 31st Street in Ogden all the way down to 5600 South Roy, where we had an earlier accident. The good news is that crash has been cleared, and we're starting to see speeds improve. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great looking day with sunshine and 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Blue sky, 42 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The nation under threat on numerous fronts. Up to 21,000 National Guard troops will fortify Washington, D.C. leading up to the inauguration. More U.S. troops than are on the ground in Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq combined. This time, though, to protect from domestic threats.
Razor wire is now being installed around the Capitol. More than a week after the riotous mob stormed the building, a new FBI assessment obtained by ABC News said anti-government or anti-authority extremists are likely to use violence in response to what they perceive as the illegitimate transfer of power from the current president to a new administration. The FBI said it remains concerned about multiple armed protests and rallies planned at the U.S. Capitol and potentially at all 50 state capitol buildings. The main worry, the proximity between government officials and people with guns. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
In a few hours, President-elect Joe Biden will address the nation on the other threat facing the country, the pandemic.
Joe Biden's staggering $1.9 trillion request includes getting out vaccines faster, more testing, getting children back to school, all in the first 100 days. The Biden plan would also deliver $1,400 per person stimulus checks added to the $600 already sent and expanding state unemployment benefits through next fall. That includes the $400 additional each week from Congress.
ABC's Andy Field. Out of all the violence from the U.S. Capitol attack, one officer's courageous acts being singled out.
Representatives Nancy Mace, Emmanuel Cleaver, and Charlie Crist have introduced a bill to award the Congressional Gold Medal to Eugene Goodman, the U.S. Capitol Police officer captured on video leading the mob away from the Senate chamber. His story got a lot of attention after reporter Igor Bobich shared a video of Goodman's encounter. Bobich has credited the officer with saving his life, and the officer has been applauded for buying lawmakers enough time to evacuate the Senate chamber.
You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In Depth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Public perception about the COVID vaccine was mixed when they first started shipping across the country. But have opinions changed now that people are getting the shot and it's becoming available to more groups? Dr. Angela Fagerlin with the University of Utah School of Medicine was with Dave and Dujanovic this morning, and she said a recent survey finds only about 60% of people plan to be vaccinated in the coming months.
Well, there is about 10% of people who said, I'm never going to take it. Never. A lot of people said they wanted to wait 2 to 3 months. And why we didn't ask exactly why that was, I think a lot of people have been, what I've been hearing anecdotally is that people want to see how many side effects are there. Because when we asked them, what is the thing that is most concerning you about getting the vaccine or prevent you from not getting the vaccine, they say it's a concern about the side effects. And so if you wait a couple of months, they think that they'll be able to have a better understanding of what the side effects are now that we've vaccinated over 1 million people in the U.S., for example.
She says this is concerning because 60% doesn't get us to herd immunity.
And I think what we need to do is really meet people where they are. No one likes to be told, well, you're just wrong, you should just take it, right? My 8-year-old doesn't respond to that. I don't think very many adults respond to that. So I think what we need to do is try to better understand what people are concerned about. And the two biggest things in our survey that people were concerned about were the side effects and also understanding how this could happen so quickly.
Dr. Fagerlund says they're still learning about the specifics of the side effects, but she says hardly any of them have been severe. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45 now. It's emergency traffic at 319. Let's start it up with Ricky Meese.
Well, the crash is now gone. Southbound I-15 approaching 5600 South and Roy. All lanes of traffic are open and the delays are easing, but we still have backups to 31st Street in Ogden. The difference is you're not going to see as many stop-and-go delays with traffic at a crawl. It is starting to move a little bit better. On the flip side, going northbound, leaving downtown Salt Lake City, it has been busy from about 4th North up to Warm Springs Road, and then after that, wide open and looking good all the way up to Willard Bay. Highway 89, Legacy, I-215, all in great shape. Steve?
And a nice drive through the Salt Lake Valley right now. North and southbound I-15 rolling free and clear. Nothing to slow you down, really. We do have some kind of debris on the northbound 15 exit there at 33rd South. With a home energy plan from Dominion Energy, you'll learn ways to conserve and save money. Plus, you can qualify for weatherization rebates. Get started today with a home energy plan at thermwise.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9's, your 7-day forecast brought to you by VW Southtown. And here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine today. High temperatures topping out about 43. Sunny 42 tomorrow. And then partly cloudy on Saturday with a high of 43. About the same thing on Sunday, 44. More clouds Monday, 39. Sunshine Tuesday, 38. And more sun Wednesday, 37. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Less smoky haze this afternoon. It's 42 degrees with blue sky in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hey.
To 2021. Last year was such a disaster. Earthquakes, wildfires, coronavirus, murder hornets, quarantine, online school. Ech! It's time to say good riddance to 2020. Volkswagen Southtown is putting all remaining 2020 models on clearance. Save up to 30% off at Volkswagen Southtown. That's right! Save up to 30% off MSRP on remaining 2020s. And let's get rid of 2020 together. Is your payment too much? Is your interest rate too high? Are you feeling topsy-turvy in your trade value? Volkswagen Southtown has credit and payment options for everyone. Trade us your old car for an upgraded one, and Volkswagen Southtown will give you the original base MSRP for it. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Help us say sayonara to 2020 with up to 30% off at Volkswagen Southtown just off 106 South on I-15 or visit vwsouthtown.com today. OAC, RCI's dealer for details.
Take KSL with you wherever you go. Download the KSL News Radio app, powered by Any Hour Services.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our Keep Stock Inventory Management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have big, big plans for 2021? Get the powerful Franklin Planner / Journal System to focus on what and who matters most to you. Reinvent yourself and come full circle from overwhelming smartphones, apps, and constant alerts back to anchoring your planning with the breakthrough technology of paper. Never more relevant and vital. The Franklin Planner is secure, helps you gain control, think, create, lead, remember, and succeed. Visit franklinplanner.com and get 15% off with the code RADIO.
Do you want to retire in the next 5 years? How will you ensure you cover all your bases so you don't overlook or underestimate anything? Learn how with the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. It's free from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. This free guide is the result of decades of financial planning experience with thousands of people. To get your free retirement planning checklist, be one of the first 10 callers now at 801-682-4448. This free guide could be the single most important tool to help you retire successfully. Get your free guide now by calling 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Delta says it won't let anyone fly to Washington with a gun in their checked bag. The rule is in place through next week. KSL Drive's car sales could see a big increase this year. Industry analysts say sales could jump as much as 10% this year, with vaccines starting to restore buyer confidence. A new survey shows many Americans are planning post-vaccination parties. LendingTree reports more than 80% of those who plan to get the vaccine will also celebrate afterward, maybe a trip out of town or just a nice dinner. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 68 points to 3991. The S&P lost 14 points and the NASDAQ dropped 16. KSL News Time 325. Toyota has agreed to pay a record fine for 10 years violating the Clean Air Act. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
Federal prosecutors in New York say Toyota has agreed to pay $180 million and to overhaul compliance after prosecutors say the company repeatedly failed to report potential defects or recalls that affect components meant to control emissions. The allegations span 10 years, and prosecutors say the company had not even attempted to bring itself into compliance, which they say benefited Toyota's bottom line, pushed costs onto customers, and left vehicles with emissions-related defects on the road. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.